T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Another round of public safety power shutoffs is looming for much of the Bay Area. And for more, we're joined live in studio by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, you can just hear from the people being interviewed by KCBS reporters. They're getting worn out on this. This is wearing thin.
It is, and it should be. I mean, there's no way around it. Also is the threat of fire and the threat of fire damage and the loss of life. All of it comes together, but it's going to take a while. Lawmakers in Sacramento aren't happy about it. People in the Bay Area are especially unhappy about it because we're getting hit with it more than other areas of California, although other areas of California are having shutoffs too.
All right, so you have this sort of immovable object and this irresistible force. You've got people upset. You've got a power system that is what it is. It's not going to get fixed tomorrow. The state legislative hearing yesterday seemed to sort of bring up the notion of, well, are you really even doing the right thing, right? I mean, in other words, if safety is job one, is this actually ensuring safety?
Yeah, and there was also the question of, like, how you're doing it.
Right.
Scott Wiener said you're doing it with a sledgehammer rather than a scapula. Well, the fact is, the way that the lines are set up, they don't have a scapula up here. They have it down in San Diego where they can really sort of trigger the lines on a micro area. But up here, no, it's in a lot of cases, it's all or nothing at all, and even the lines leading in. Now, Stan, you can sit there and raise questions about the safety of it, but the last time we had the shutoffs, we also had fires in areas like Lafayette, around the Carquinez Bridge, right here in Vallejo, right here in the heart of the Bay Area. So you can say we can debate it all you want, but it only takes one spark and you've got yourself a real disaster in the making.
Can any sort of thing be done, Phil, whether it's throwing more money at it or whatever, to get this system fixed faster?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things that are going on at the same time. PG&E is going through bankruptcy. I mean, you can threaten to say, we'll run you out of business or we'll take you over, but they are going through that already.
They're already going out of business,
okay?
Yeah.
So you've got a bankrupt company or going through bankruptcy, and you're saying, well, if you don't do this, we're going to, and, you know, some of these CEOs are saying, you're going to what? What are you going to do? Because, you know, I've got my pay package, and if I'm out the door tomorrow, I was only brought in after this place was sinking. So if I'm out the door on a life raft, you can have the ship. And the problem is the state's not ready to take over the ship in any way, shape, or form. It is going to take years. You have Representative Levine saying, well, we'll appoint maybe an administrator to overlook to make sure that these blackouts and stuff are being done properly and only being done when absolutely necessary. And PG&E is basically, you know, is half of the opinion of, okay, fine, you want to do it, you do it. Go ahead, make the call. But the state doesn't really want to make the call. I mean, if you're going to get mad at three initials, you got your pick at two. PG&E or PUC is in the Public Utilities Commission, which these legislators have been overseeing for years and have allowed this to happen. So it'd be interesting to see if you're going to have this hearing, if they're going to have one that looks at their own doorstep as well about their responsibility in all this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.